Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
If you're looking for a chance to improve the genetics in your cattle herd, you need to check out the 2022 Express Ranches Spring Bull Sale coming up Friday, March 4th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 433 Angus, 51 Hereford Bulls will sell. Top genetics from both breeds will be featured. You can go to expressranches.com to view a catalog and videos of the animals selling. Express Ranches Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 4th at the ranch, Yukon. More info at expressranches.com.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
Well, with the tensions still tight between Russia and Ukraine, we checked in with crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson to talk a little bit about the market prices and how those may have changed.
Well, the big impact's been on wheat prices. Wheat stocks were already tight. Our world production was 28.2 billion bushels, but we're using 29 billion. Stocks were going down. Because of COVID, we came into this with some countries hoarding stocks, and so we had a shortage of wheat already. And then on February 20 and 21 in Oklahoma, our price was right at $8 a bushel. This morning, it was at $10.45. That's a $2.45 price increase for the price of wheat in Oklahoma. You look at corn. We come into corn with it again with tight stocks, and we can go through world production and use and all of that, but stocks were relatively tight around the world. Ukraine does export some corn. Our price was at $6.50 a bushel. It's up to $7.22, a 72-cent price increase. Not as big a price increase with corn as with wheat, but relatively good. The soybean prices, they were actually down yesterday. So you've seen a minor increase in soybean prices, but not much. And in the other grains, of course, a grain sorghum goes up with corn prices.
Why is the impact so big on wheat?
Well, let's start with corn. We got a 72-cent price increase there, because if you look at the exports coming out of the Black Sea, only 2% of the world's corn exports come out of the Black Sea, and they come from Ukraine. So that's a very small percentage in reduction of exports of corn around the world. Now, but it's at the margin, so it is significant. You look at the soybeans, no exports for your soybeans and your other commodities, including sorghum coming out of the Black Sea. So we've had less of a price increase with the other commodities, except for wheat. And we got that $2.50 price increase in the last couple of weeks. You look at Kazakhstan, and that's a country we're ignoring, but they export 6% of the world's wheat exports. They produce 5% of world production. So you've got Ukraine, 14% of the exports, Russia, 27% of the exports, Kazakhstan. The Black Sea is shut out. That's 47% of the bread, flour, wheat supply cut off from the United States, or from the world. You've got the production, the Ukraine, 15% of the world's bread, flour production, Russia at 34%, Kazakhstan at 5%. That's 54% of the world's bread, flour production that may not hit the market as we get into our harvest. Therefore, you had a dramatically higher impact on wheat prices than the other commodities.
To hear more from OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show, SunUp, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. Davis Angus invites you out to their annual bull sale coming up Saturday, March the 5th at the Clinton Livestock Auction in Clinton, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 80 registered bulls and 35 registered heifers for sale. All bulls have Angus GS genomics testing, complete EPDs, and are current on vaccinations, and have passed a certified breeding soundness evaluation. For a sales book or to see sale lot videos or for more information, go to DavisAngus.com. Jim and Debbie Davis invite you out to the Davis Angus Bull Sale Saturday, March the 5th at the Clinton Livestock Auction. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.